Hi, nice to meet you. My name is Billy Chun from KL League of NIDA. I'm not here to propose anything. I just convey the concerns and messages from Korean community over IPv6 allocation and assignment policy on critical infrastructure. I'm just going to use APNIC policy. Sorry for my laziness. And if you look at the APNIC IPv6 allocation and assignment policy, especially on the critical infrastructure. Here, this part, the minimum assignment made under this term is /32. As other countries almost does, we, Korea, have CCTLD sites, and we implemented IPv6 enable on our CCTLD site, but we have another site for backup region, and then we, you know, possibly implement IPv6 on the other multiple sites. But we already have /32 for our CCTLD sites, but we, like I mentioned, we in the future implementation of IPv6, we requested /29 based on this policy to APNIC, and then APNIC recommend /48 assignment on critical infrastructure. So I think statement is a little bit confusing. I don't know if it's English is not the first word, so that probably it's lack of English, but from our understanding, we thought the minimum assignment made under this term is /32. That means in one country, every CCTLD site can receive one /32 prefix. They don't care about the prefix. They care about routing policy. As far as I know, I consulted with them, and they told me that there's no clear statement on the routing policy on routing table at this moment, like RFC or, you know, internationally agreed documentation on routing policy. And it pretty much looked like that it dependent on LIR's allocation policy. So they are worried about they are filtered out of their prefix. So I just want to share opinion and the experience with our community and other regions. So if anyone was in this kind of situation, could you tell me about this?
Randy Bush, IIJ. I run, not for IIJ, but myself run 6 CCTLD servers. I see no reason for this. Does no good. You can look up the servers in the DNS. Why do they have to be in special address blocks?
Okay.
Terry Manderson from APNIC. Can I just clarify, was the issue about the actual size of the allocation or the fact that it's in a special address range?
It's actual size.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And furthermore, I want to clarify, are you actually saying that you are not, or you are having difficulties because of the said deaggregation rule for IPv6? Right. So you have a /32 and you have reluctance to deaggregate. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Actually, they're worried about the future aggregation. Yeah.
Maybe we should point back to the work from Zumi and Jeff and in future Randy about variable length allocations, perhaps. Thank you.
Billy?
Yes.
I just want to clarify. Is there any case in your country that your ccTLD have to receive multiple /32?
Like I said, at the moment they don't have. There's one ccTLD which received the /32 already, and
okay.
Then another site is is planning to implement IPv6 on their site,
mm-hmm.
And then there's several.
It's separate network.
There's several sites waiting okay. for IPv6 implementation. So for the future implementation of IPv6, we thought probably we need the same size of IP address /32. That's the reason is that filtering is the main reason, I guess.
Sanjaya from APNIC. This is more of a question to the routing community, because if I recall correctly, looking at the routing table in IPv6, last time I checked, there are even some /64 being advertised.
Really?
Yeah, so there's quite a few 48. My questions to the routing, to the IPv6 operator is, have you started filtering size?
Terry again, sorry to answer my boss's question. But yes, operators have started filtering size. I've noticed in experiments that I've done about deaggregation and announcing /35s and smaller from our /32 allocation that they in fact do not get full visibility due to filtering policies of other operators.
So that sort of validate Bill's concerns then?
Oh, okay, thanks.
Philip Smith, Cisco. I run Cisco's presence on the IPv6 internet as it is. And basically, the two filtering policies that ISPs seem to follow, both are based on what Gert Döring puts together. They're either relaxed filters or the strict filters. Some ISPs implement strict filters, basically those on the registry's minimum allocation, so /32. Other ISPs don't. They run them as /48s. And I operate the latter because nobody has yet explained how IPv6 multi-homing will work with /32 being the filter limit. So I don't really understand the concern within Korea. Yes, I announced the Cisco /32 aggregate. Yes, the /48s from with that being announced as well. And there's no real reachability issue.
I'm from KLA. My name is Sungun Lee. I know that these related issues You know the I read the Aripushi, I guess 2772. This is about the six-bone routing guidelines. They said that BGP administrators filtering issues, they could advertise the BGP prefix. They couldn't advertise the BGP prefix longest prefix than the RIR or any RIR delegated assigned prefix. They do not advertise longer prefix better than RIR assigned at all delegated.
So
prefix.
Means hypothesis. It's pretty much dependent on RIR allocation.
Philip Smith, Cisco. RFC 2772 covers six bone. We're
yes.
talking about the real IPv6 internet. Six bone disappears on the 6th of June this year.
Yes, Philip. Was there any like standards for the? I mean, regulation on clearly stated statement, clear statement on the filtering. Like RFC or documentation, was there any in native environment?
Philip Smith, Cisco, not that I know of. I mean, it boils down to same as people do for IPv4. What you should be doing is announcing your aggregate that you receive from the registry and do the necessary subdivision to get whatever traffic engineering you need to achieve. That's what I would say. But I don't think that's written down as a rule anywhere, that I'm aware of.
Okay.
Actually, I know that real global IPv6 routing area, I know that there's no concrete routing schemes. So I refer to the six-bone routing guidelines, you know.
We have Jody here to present something about
thank you
V6
for
filtering. No. We're going to need this matter.
Okay.
I guess this web page could be interesting for this topic. It's a web page where I believe most of the ISPs which are implementing IPv6 are looking for recommendations for prefixes, so for filtering prefixes. So you have here even examples for different routers, and you have a very well maintained list of all the prefixes that should be filtered, even if you want to go for the relaxed or the strict, as Philip mentioned. And you have, I think it's very, very well maintained. And I really recommend at least my customers to follow these rules, because really, really are very nice in the sense that following up what is going on in all the prefixes allocated to the RIRs, error RIRs, and also the ASP. So I guess it could be interesting. Everybody can take a look on that. So that's it.
Okay. Well, I'd like to thank you for your opinions and suggestions. I will go back to my community and share these knowledge, and then if there's still concerns or needs for this issues, I'll be back at next APNing meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Billy.